Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers. Tom, you look back at last night, and if I'm remembering correctly, three of the penalties you guys took were on breakaways. I want to talk about the quote-unquote good penalty, the quote-unquote bad penalty, and then backing up, if you can prevent the breakaway, you probably prevent the penalty as well. So when is on a breakaway, two-way coach, and you in particular, when is a good penalty?
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's a good penalty or bad penalty. I don't like that term. I don't like that term at all because but some situations you're going to put in, or if you're put in certain situations, you're going to be put in a vulnerable spot. When you're put in a vulnerable spot, obviously, again, there's a good chance you might get a penalty.
There is a fine line to walk for the guy who's defending that. You want to impede the guy enough to make it a little easier on your goalie. You want to impede him enough, but not too much to get a penalty. What is that fine line?
Well, you just got to – it's feel. And, again, the problem you have today – and I'm not saying there were penalties or not penalties. That's not what I'm saying. But you're trying to recover. You're trying to get stick. You're trying to, you know, deny shot. You're trying to, you know what, minimize the puck carrier's ability of, you know what, navigating east or west. And when you're doing that, there's just a – you know, now you're in an obstructed position, and now it's the referee's got to make a decision. Is that obstructed position enough to call a penalty because you're taking away a scoring chance, or was it a, quote, good play to deny that scoring chance? And, again, it all depends on who the referee is. It all depends on the situation. There's a lot of things that go into it, but once you put yourself in that position, there you go. You're in a vulnerable spot. How would he prevent that? It's hard sometimes because, again, you still got to try to score a goal. One of them was obviously at the end of a power play for us, and we didn't, you know, we weren't aware of the guy coming out of the box, which you have to be. And then sometimes there's a block shot that sometimes, again, there's going to be puck luck the other way. We get puck luck too. So, but you just got to be in good positions to support those situations.
Not in particular those three plays last night, but generally speaking, if you rewind 20, 30 seconds from a breakaway, is that breakaway normally preventable?
Yeah, probably. But again, but bottom line is you can't think that way. You can't think that way because, again, it's not 30 seconds. It's 5 seconds. And it's a spontaneous game, and you got to make plays spontaneously. And not everything's going to go your way all the time. So it's just really hard to explain what, why, and how sometimes.
Going into the weekend, he said, hey, we got to stay out of the box. Now, granted, there was, you know, a 5-on-4 that turned into a 5-on-3, and then there's a couple of those power plays were real short. But it was still 7 opportunities for a team that's clicking on the power play. Flat out, is that too many?
Yeah, for sure. 15 minutes, you can't be in the box 15 minutes a game and 9 in the third period. And you're going to stub your toe. You just it's hard to go that long. But we also did a lot of things right too. I thought we had a good physical element. But there's a fine line between, you know, how physical you want to be and how smart you got to be sometimes. And you heard, you were in our meeting, so you heard it. But it's situational sometimes, and you got to factor in the game. You know, the how much time's left in the game? What's the score? Those types of things. But yeah, I mean, common sense will tell you can't be in the box nine minutes of the third.
You were a much younger decor with Will Magnuson out of the lineup. That means different guys have to be killing penalties as well. How does that also factor into, you know what, without a Will Magnuson, without his experience, we still were pretty darn good on the kill?
For sure, and you're right there. I mean, we got Megs out of there, and then Vinny's going to probably incur some of those too if Megs is in the box or something. So, but I think the guys overall, I really liked our penalty killing last night. We gave up 2 goals.
More with Coach Ceratori when we come back. Corner Bar pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. To me, this is always a unique trip. You got a bunch of Minnesotans on your roster. You got a lot of guys from around the Twin Cities with a lot of parents and family here. Heck, when Beaver fans were cheering last night, it felt like about 50% of the crowd was Beaver fans. What's that like for your guys to be able to play, quote-unquote, at home and in front of family and in a weekend like this?
It's great coming to the metro area, Schultz. It's awesome. I love coming to the metro area, whether it's Minnesota or St. Thomas, because, again, it does give our – and I'm just going to say it's more of our our alumni who live here in the Twin Cities, whether they're alumni or hockey alumni, just to come watch us play.
As the game went on last night, I thought, you know, boy, you get down early, you battle back. You get down again, you battle back. The fight level of this team hasn't gone away, has it?
Never will. No. I don't know a team in hockey that – I've never seen a team in college hockey that backs it in. So, no. I mean, it's the opposite. You get – you know what? You know, you get more hungry. So, no. You don't have to worry about that.
Fans can look back at your schedule and your results, and they don't see a, you know, a three-point win. Go back to that Bowling Green weekend. You got points. That feels like a win. How much does that help a team going through maybe a little rough patch?
Oh, because it is a win. We got 2 points, and that their whole life they've played. And I look at 2 points as a win. We don't look. It might not be a win on the win column, but when we're talking points in our league, whether it's a 3-on-3 win or a shootout win, you're getting the same.